10 days out from Thanksgiving and then Christmas, but some big changes for both holidays. Welcome to the Business News headlines for Monday, the 16th day of November. I'm your host, Michael Libby. In other business news, might cash become obsolete? Small toy stores worry about the future. The sad story of money in Venezuela. The markets had a good run today, and we'll share why. And it's the second largest bank deal since the Great Recession. We've got details. So let's get into the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. By the way, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. With COVID-19 infections racing across the country, the busy travel holiday of Thanksgiving is looking very different. Cities and states are imposing tougher measures in an attempt to ward off the pandemic, and families are being urged not to engage in large gatherings. Meanwhile, retailers are looking at the holiday season and aware that consumers may be altering their buying habits, especially in light of a lack of stimulus dollars into the economy. A recent Gallup poll revealed many people plan to cut back on holiday spending unless they get that second coronavirus stimulus check. This isn't just a problem for those who deserve a little extra holiday cheer after a tough year. It's also an issue for the economy as a whole, which depends on consumer spending to drive recovery. According to Gallup's recent research, 37% of Americans said they're planning to spend less this holiday season if there is no additional government payment. Now, while it might seem odd to argue that the government should provide more stimulus money so families can buy more holiday gifts, the truth is that the economy relies on people spending, especially during the holiday season. If people reduce their spending, companies may have to lay off workers, which will slow down economic growth and potentially deepen the recession and lead to even more unemployment. Also, according to some, how we buy will forever be changed. In a recent conversation with a major payment processing company, we're told that, quote, if people believe they will revert back to paying for stuff with cash, that just isn't going to be happening, end quote. The reason? Andy Gorenson from the Omaha-based Access Processing said, quote, consumers are, even when we get a handle on beating back COVID, consumers are already conditioned to new payment methods and moving back to cash we don't think will happen, end quote. And he could be right. Given how long Americans have been buying using contactless payments, online shopping, and more, cash may become a thing of the past. Small independent toy stores are worried about this holiday season. They don't have easy apps, they don't have fancy IT departments, they don't have delivery vans, and their websites might be, well, a bit clunky. While mom-and-pop stores worry, online giants are expected to rake in the cash. Analysts predict a bumper holiday season for those companies. In contrast, the situation is particularly dire for independent toy retailers. Sales at toy, hobby, and game stores dipped by 26% between mid-March, when all of the shutdowns first began, and late October, compared with the same time last year. Nearly half of the 1,800 independent toy store and gift boutique owners surveyed between September 19 and October 27 by Alignable, that's a small business social networking company, say that they worry that they may not make enough this holiday season to stay in business past this year. Another 36% of respondents said they will make just enough this holiday season to get by. Well, here's something interesting. What if you spent $50 billion, but that $50 billion was only worth $85,000? We're talking about the massive inflation happening in Venezuela. Venezuela's black market for dollars skyrocketed after the government doled out more than $50 billion in Bolivar Christmas bonuses and pension payments, and most of the people that got them rushed out to trade them for dollars. The currency has weakened 19% in the past week alone. Prices for nearly everything in the country have also gone up and has pushed the inflation rate to 5,400%. You heard that correctly. Inflation of 5,400%. Venezuelan officials have turned a blind eye to growing dollar transactions and are weighing plans to dollarize the local banking system as the Bolivar becomes worthless following 7 years of economic contraction. Well, Wall Street was on a roll today as news broke that drug company Moderna has preliminary tests that say its COVID-19 vaccine is over 94% effective. Now, if you remember, just last week, all eyes were on Pfizer and its COVID-19 vaccine. President Trump held a press conference to laud the progress of the coronavirus vaccine as Pfizer's candidate is 90% effective. Today, all eyes have switched to Moderna. This morning, the Massachusetts-based biotechnology company announced that its COVID-19 vaccine has an efficacy rate of 94.5%, a notable advantage over Pfizer's vaccine. That news propelled the markets, and the Dow ended the day up by over 470 points to 29,950, a new 30-stock record. The NASDAQ jumped up by 94 points to close at 11,924, and the S&P 500 gained 41 points, or 1.2%, to end the trade at 3,626, also an all-time closing high. Stocks that would benefit from a reopening economy led the way, with United Airlines up by 5.2%, Carnival Cruise Lines gaining 9.7%. Bank stocks were also up, with Citigroup and Wells Fargo gaining more than 3%, J.P. Morgan Chase, 2.8% to the positive, and Moderna, those shares jumped by 9.5%. Meanwhile, Moderna's vaccine is also potentially easier to store than Pfizer's. This vaccine needs to be kept at minus 20 degrees Celsius, roughly minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, which is similar to other vaccines, including the one against chickenpox. Pfizer's needs to be stored at minus 75 degrees Celsius, or about minus 103 degrees Fahrenheit. And to date, no other vaccine requires such low temperatures, and the average doctor's office and pharmacy and hospital, well, they don't have freezers that can accommodate such a low temperature. And finally, there is this. In one of the largest banking deals since the 2008 financial crisis, PNC Financial Services Group will buy the U.S. operation of Spain's BBVA for $11.6 billion. With more than $550 billion in assets, the tie-up will form the fifth largest U.S. retail bank and significantly accelerate PNC's national expansion strategy and will be a major impact in at least 22 states. Pending regulatory approval, the deal is expected to close in the middle of next year. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.